Dear future husband, I'm 16 and this is the first time I'm writing to you after the advice of my Sunday school teacher. I am vowing to pray for you and to write to you, even though I don't know you. Or maybe I do.
Hi, I'm Bailey with She Said Yes, a podcast all about getting married. I've been praying for my future husband for a really long time. And today you finally get to meet him. Matt, thank you so much. You were kind of the reason we get to do this podcast because you did the thing, hard thing, and asked the question.
It's quite hard. Yes, I know.
Matt, I'm so excited to be doing this with you. Last episode, we got to talk to my parents about our engagement and ask them some advice they'd give us as well, you know, as we get ready to celebrate. Are a big day. Today, we get to sit down with Matt's parents and talk to them about their advice and kind of their love story.
Mm-hmm. You know, David was also their first time ever being interviewed with mics in front of them. So take it easy, Adam.
Dear future husband, I love you. And don't worry, I'll say yes.
She Said Yes is presented by White of Dublin. To learn more about how they make your wedding dress experience comfortable, personal, and all about you, visit whitebridalboutiques.com.
Dad, how did you know that mom was the one?
We have a little debate about this, but it was kind of like the last week of college. I think it was towards the end. And that's where we both kind of agreed, like, yeah, we have interest in each other, you know?
The first thing I noticed about my new parents in love, and you'll understand what I'm talking about, is how truly sweet they were and how they complimented each other so well.
So we had a little discussion, and at the end of that day, I said like a super spiritual thing to her, and she really took it well, actually. So what I said was like, I don't feel that God is calling us together. But when I left, I felt like, yeah, kind of like I was hemming and hawing back and forth, this little war going on. I was like, darn, you know, I could only picture myself marrying one person. That was Sue. And that's where I just blew off. I'm like, now what do I do?
My parents actually met in college in New York, but little did they know that God had the long game in plan.
So that gave me 3 years of just being in love with Jesus. And in fact, so the point when he came back around 3 years later with a letter, at the very end of the letter, he says, by the way, are you seeing anyone? I'm like, what's it to you?
Although they'll tell you, it was all in God's timing.
When he said no, and he said, I don't believe that God's calling us together, I had such respect for him and the Lord. But it was from that moment on that my relationship with Jesus Christ blossomed. And it became Jesus and me for the next 3 years. So I was home on the dairy farm one day, driving tractor in the field. And I heard God say, you know, God very clearly said to me, you're going to marry Tom one day. I'm like, whoa.
So that's when you knew.
Well, I think that's what I knew. You know, I was like, okay. And I had peace about it. You know, I didn't know how it would come about, whatever. But I don't know if I knew, but I knew also that God had it in his hands, whatever it was going to be.
Getting to know my in-laws was truly such a blessing. So many people talk about their in-laws in a negative light, but I have in-loves, not in-laws. And I really got to see not only how much they loved each other, but how much they loved and they were rooting for Matt and I's relationship.
You know, I'm so happy and thrilled that he found you. You know, our prayer is always that our children will find someone who loves the Lord and loves them and that they can grow together in that. And, you know, as the more we talk to Matt, and the more he shared about you, and then, of course, meeting you for the first time, I fell in love right away. You know, and just like, you know, the balance the two of you bring to each other. Your exuberance is more mellow colony, but, you know, but it's
not fun.
I could tell that marriage was so important to them, and having Jesus at the center of that marriage was truly the most important part.
You just know that you're both standing on the rock, standing on a firm foundation. Not that you're going to have struggles and trials, you know, that they come, but it's that triangle effect. As you grow together, you become closer and closer. And we're still learning. We're still having fun. You know, we're still experimenting and I thought we had it all down. I thought we figured it all out. You know, we've been married 30 years. You're starting to blush. You're like, don't go any farther, Tom.
We asked about some of those difficult times that maybe they've had, and I was not prepared for their answer.
We have our honeymoon. We are going to Jamaica.
Oh, yeah. The Jamaican honeymoon story.
One of the traditions in the Sandals Resort is the airport goes right over the beach where the resort is. And you're always supposed to, when you're out on the beach, whether you wave to the airplane and say hi, because most likely the people that you've been in contact with or at the resort are now, you know, on that plane. So we were out there, we're waving bye. Lo and behold, we did not know
that we were supposed to be on that plane that we were waving goodbye to. We had this a little bit.
Like that was your plane. You're like, oh, yeah. There.
We're about to stay in paradise for another day.
Yeah, we came in after waving goodbye to our plane, and I get this phone call from a frantic lady at the front desk. And says, what are you doing here? What are you still doing here? I'm like, I am on my honeymoon. What do you mean, what am I doing here? She goes, you're not supposed to be in your room. I mean, why?
There's another couple supposed to be in there.
I'm like, what? So anyway, the first real trial of our marriage.
If that is the biggest difficulty you'll have to go through, I think we'll probably be in good shape.
Yeah, but that was not the only hiccup on the honeymoon.
We did scuba diving.
No, I did not.
No, I know, because in order to do scuba diving, you had to pass a swim test. And I love scuba diving because I did it in college and I wanted to do it here now and on the island. Well, he purposely failed the swim test.
Oh, yeah. It was great. They said, all you have to do, and I said, this is perfect. You know, you just swim across the pool. I wish I could
do it. But if you can't do it, stand up. Exactly.
If you can't do it, you know, just stand up at any point. I said, perfect. I'm going to swim across. Yeah, Sue's like, you're doing good. Swim across, and I just stood up. I'm done.
So you purposely failed. Oh, he purposely failed. So I went scuba diving anyway.
There you go. You're like, I got this.
No, if I didn't purposely fail that thing, I would have died scuba diving. I'm sure. It would have been done.
The Ben and the McGowan family, if we get past waist deep in water.
You don't have
good.
The buoyancy like we swim in.
Land creatures.
I still feel like that's not really a trial.
We also had the chance to talk to them about their wedding and what it was like before the honeymoon.
What is a sacred wedding tradition that you guys have for your family?
We did communion. I think that's very special to do a communion first time as a couple. We did that.
You had bagpipes at the wedding, right?
Oh, we did.
Yeah, so if we have bagpipes at our wedding, it could be a tradition.
And we had flower petals thrown at us. You can make that a tradition.
You need about 5,000 flower pots.
Oh, we'll have them.
We canceled out the whole garden. I had like a huge garden, like 200 feet by 100, you know, and we grew veggies for the neighbors. We scrapped all that year and put it all in the flowers. Aww. We had rows and rows of flowers.
Sue even shared something that I have never even thought about when it comes to weddings, and I thought it was so special how she mentioned it.
Oh, it was so much fun going down the aisle. Seeing all your friends and family that come together, and I'm like, hi! Oh, I haven't seen you in a while. Look at you! You know, oh, I'll be right there. Yeah.
She wasn't looking at me.
It was just so good to see all those people that imported to your life.
You had all your kids there from your class too.
I did. I was student teaching, so I had my students line the aisle.
We wrapped up our conversation with Tom and Sue by asking them what their best advice was for us as a young couple, and of course, they were filled with wisdom.
I had this shopping list before we got married of what a wife should be like. First, it had to be a Christian. That's the essentials. And then I added on all these, like the Pharisees would add on all these laws and rules, you know. Then I said, well, now you got to become a skier. You got to do this. You got to do that. You got to become
like me.
We're
still working on that one.
No, not a skier. No.
So as God worked on her heart and she grew in Christ, God goes, okay, now, Tom, now I'm going to work on your stupidity and your selfishness and your, like, get it real here. Like, she is who she is. And so I had it. God just chopped away at my list. So my Santa Claus list for a wife went from like 3 feet to bare bones. If she knows Jesus, I'm happy. You know.
I never know how to quite take that, but it's good. Right, we're still good. You know, it's like, all right, Lord. Well, she didn't measure up, so we're just going to like delete everything. But you know, you should say, well, what got added to that list that she brought with her? You know.
Go in with clear expectations. Okay, got it. What else you got for me, Sue?
There will be struggles. There's going to be ups and downs. And, you know, when you're struggling, don't feel embarrassed or feel like, gee, we don't want to let anyone else, our neighbors know, or our friends know, or family know, or nothing, you know. And just, you know, counsel is always so good. It's so good. And grace. Always extend grace to one another. You're all in this together, and we're trying our best.
One tradition we've kept in our marriage is praying in the morning for each other for the day. You know, all right, God, you're at the center of this. Everything we do, our job, our relationships, things at church, what we're going through, you know, pray about everything all the time. And do it together.
Well, thank you. Like, you have shared so much wisdom and, like, so many good stories. I can't thank you guys enough for raising Matt and bringing him into my life. I'm so happy. He's awesome, as you guys know. But truly, thank you so much for coming on and talking to us a little bit about your guys' love story, which gave us Matt. And so now we get our love story.
Well, thank
so,
you thank for you. Having us. This is, like, a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. I don't think I'll ever do this again. And like I said, I think there's another alternative me who wanted to be a radio host, so
well,
this
maybe
is
we'll
Sue
have
McGowan
back
signing
for part
out.
Two. There might not be part two.
Oh, there might be a part two. Oh, how exciting that would be. So thank you for having us. This has been awesome.
Tom and Sue, thank you so much for joining us and being kind enough to share some of your wisdom. And thank you truly, 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 thank you so much, especially for Matt.
And thanks once again for telling us your story and sharing your advice, especially in the time as we embark on our wedding journey.
Well, that wraps things up for this episode. On the next episode of She Said Yes, we'll be really getting into the first steps of wedding planning by talking through what it looks like to book a venue, work with a coordinator, and choose a florist. I am so excited. Until next time, I'm Bailey.
I'm Matt.
And thanks for listening to She Said Yes.
Hi, I'm Paul.
She Said Yes is presented by White of Dublin. To learn more about how they make your wedding dress experience comfortable, personal, and all about you, visit whitebridalboutiques.com. Produced and distributed by River Radio Ministries. To find more podcasts like this one, visit riverradio.com. Make sure you follow us wherever you're listening now, and if you like what you're hearing, tell a friend so they can listen too.